Prologue. August 1909. The first time Opal heard the voice, she stood ankle deep in the Ohio River. It was night, and the water was a universe of stars. Opal wiggled her toes, then dared herself farther until she was calf, then knee deep. Her skirt clung to her legs. She willed herself to be brave. Above, the crescent moon looked like a sickle her husband swung to cut wheat. She could not make out the man up there. She remembered the poem her old schoolteacher once had the class recite. Our man in the moon drinks claret, with powder, beef, turnip, and carrot. If he doth so, why should not you drink until the sky looks blue? The poem had stirred something inside her. Why should not you? Someone had taken a sickle to the moon, and, like wheat, it would grow again. Opal dug her toes into the mud to steady herself. Her body felt tingly, floating from the medicines. Since Madame de Fleur left, she hadn't been herself. Her husband declared it an unusual episode. Opal took a few steps deeper, pulled her legs forward until she submerged herself to her waist. Her skirt bloomed around her, petals, and she was the pistil. Her husband grew medicinal crops in their fields, studying them to determine the timing of the harvest. When the pistils darkened, when they curled inward like a hooked finger, the plants were ready to be picked. Now, she glided her hands through the water, and she felt something. Not the floating fabric of her skirt or a rock in the riverbed. No, something invisible that caused her skin to tighten against her bones. Then a jolt she could only later describe as a shock of electricity. She heard the nattering of late summer cicadas, then a rustling from the thicket of trees. Who's there? She called out. But darkness cloaked the world around her. Still, Opal wasn't afraid.